We just like to thank Jared Dudley, you know, for his insight into the game plan and the series against the Lakers. And now if you guys have any, like, questions for me, I'll answer them, okay?
Is that going to take one for the
team? Nah, he's great. He's great at that stuff. And, you know, he has been really good. And, you know, he's kind of the guy that keeps everything going on our team, you know. And you know, he's the energetic play on the court. And even in practice, you know, what he does, it makes everything competitive. So it's great to have a guy like him. Yeah, he does. He does. I think what it is with our team, as I said, is that you know, we work extremely hard, and we have really hard practices, the short practices, but hard ones. And he keeps everything competitive. You know, that second unit, when we're scrimmaging, he always makes it so that it becomes very competitive. So he's a good guy to have around.
Were you able to keep the veterans away today?
Steve just happened to show up, you know. He was just in the area, and so he showed up. But he just shot a little bit. Grant, to my surprise, didn't show up, but he was threatened within an inch of his life not to show up. And then Amari and Jay Rich, I told him to take a day off.
Coach, what about Robin? How's his status and as you draw closer?
Well, he's getting better. You know, I think it's the same thing. You know, you have to take it day by day. And I thought today was better than yesterday, so that's a positive thing. And we'll just keep monitoring everything. And hopefully by Sunday, you know, we feel real good about everything that he's doing and everything that's happening on the court.
You talked about the jump the Corns made this year. The stats don't really show how much he's improved.
Well, there's a bunch of guys on our team where you can't judge by stats. I think Gorn is one of them. I think he's played with so much more confidence this year, and I think that, you know, you're still learning to be a point guard. It's no fun being a point guard behind Steve Nash, because it doesn't matter how you play, you know, you're still not going to be quite good enough. I told someone, if you're going to have a guy behind Steve, then it's going to have to be Chris Paul or Darren Williams or somebody like that, so that you can say, wow, you know, our backup point guard is really playing well. Because anytime you take Steve out, it's going to be somewhat of a drop off. But I think Gorn has played really well for what we want him to do and what we've asked him to do. He's been real good, very aggressive with the ball. He's shot the ball much better, especially from three. And he's been real solid defensively for us.
That confidence, was there one turning point, or was it just getting the first season under his belt?
No, it's just the first season under your belt. I think you grow a little bit with each game, and you have a little success here and there, and it makes you feel better. But I don't think there's any particular area you can point to as the turning point in him turning the corner and becoming more confident.
It seems like LB's confidence is fully returned now that he's fully healthy. It seems like he's starting to click on all cylinders.
He is. I like the fact that, you know, we're going into this series, and LB, I think just confidence-wise, he's feeling a lot better. But I think he's healthy. You know, it just takes – so long to get healthy. Anything that happened to your, you know, your shooting hand, and you know, you're talking about knees or ankles or anything like that, it's a huge factor. And you know, I think he's feeling good right now, and I think he's feeling confident in his play, so that's a good thing for us also.
What about the fact, Coach? I mean, you hear it every day. National media says the Suns don't have a chance in this series. I mean, is that more of a motivating factor, or just bottom line, just go out there and do what you gotta do?
Pittsburgh Penguins and some team from Canada, I don't know, was it Montreal or somebody out there? Yeah, you always have a chance. I think you gotta you know, you go out and you play and you see what happens. And they're a great team. I mean, no one's denied that at all. They're a great team. You have to be. They've got the same team basically that they had last year, what they won the championship with. And you know, I'll say it again, we have a ton of respect for everything that they've accomplished. You know, they're a great franchise, and we've got all the respect in the world. But, you know, our goal is to try to get to the NBA Finals. The only way we can do that is to beat them. So, respect, yeah, we don't have any fear, though. You know, and that's not to say that we're going to waltz in and beat them or not beat them or whatever. But, you know, I think we'll give it our best shot, and we'll, you know, we'll play as hard as we possibly can. That's all you can do against them.
Coach, what about how do you – when you look at Phil and your different coaching styles. How do they, in your mind, how do they compare and contrast?
10 championships. I got my wedding ring on, and he's got 10. So. Phil, the greatest coach that ever coached in the NBA. You know, I mean, the guy's got 10 championship rings, and he's a lot more laid back than I am. I'm a lot more emotional than he is, but. Let's be honest. I know you're not comparing the coaches in this thing.
Well, Matt,
let's not do that, okay?
You weren't given Jordan, Pippen, Kobe.
But see, and this is why I argue with everybody. You still have to coach those guys, and you still got to get them to play at a high level, and that's not easy to do. And he's done a great job with that. And you can talk all you want, but the bottom line is that he has 10 championships. And it doesn't matter how he got them, he had to coach them and he had to manage players. And when you start talking about superstars, that might be the toughest thing in the world to do, is to manage, superstars and get them to play at a level and get them to play at a situation where, they're a unit instead of individuals. And he's been able to do that wherever he's gone, in Chicago and L.A. And, that makes him the best coach in the history of the game. You got 10 championship rings until somebody win another one. How can you argue with that? Let's not do that. Let's not compare. Let's compare cities or cars or food, or let's not compare the coaches, okay?
Well, comparing cities, you see so many stars on the LA sidelines. When you walk in, who are you anxious to see most in that sideline? Is it Jack?
We always talk to Jack. He's great. He's a big basketball fan. But we've got our stars here, I see Jimmy Walker sitting over there. Hey, one thing, though. We got Larry Fitzgerald over there. And I'll put him up against anyone, okay?
Don't forget Ellie.
Yeah. Huh?
Muhammad Ali.
That's a whole different world. I mean, he's the best ever. So, it's going to be a good series, guys, I think. We look forward to it. I told you that the challenge would be great, but, they are a great team. They're a long, long team, with great players. And as I said, they probably got the best finisher that ever played the game. You can argue with Michael and things like that. But what he's done this year, he's had 6 games this year where he's made the last shot of the game. And I know he's looking forward to this. He's still talking about something that happened 3 years ago in the playoff series that we had against them. So I'm sure he'll have a lot of motivation to play against us.
Are you surprised that that's some motivation for them?
Oh, I think this Kobe does anything he has to get himself ready. And if that's what it takes, that's what he'll do. But as I said, it should be a good series. I hope it's a good series. So we'll see what happens.
Like every series, key matchups are big. What are some of the big ones that you see?
Well, I don't know if it's so much matchups as it is what we try to get done. And obviously, the offensive rebounding on their end is going to be real key. Give me this thing right here.
<That's> so
okay. God, well, you guys just let her in here. She's killing me, okay? All right. She's about to die here, okay? Okay. No, but I think more so than the individual matchups, I think what's going to happen. And, the areas that I think we've got to be good in is we've got to try to find a way to eliminate some of the offensive rebounding that they have. They're a long team and they're really good. They're the number one rebounding team in the league. We have to find a way to combat that. We have to find a way to do a good job on Kobe. And, that doesn't mean to stop him, because that's a ridiculous statement. But, if he's going to get 30, it's got to be because he gets him from the field. We got to keep him off the foul line. And then for us, we have to be able to spread the floor and make shots. That more so than individual matchups, I think, we have to try to I don't think we'll have any problem with the pace of the game, because I think the Lakers obviously want to play at a fast pace too, but we're going to have to be able to complete plays and make plays.
What does it say about Steve where he can still finish strong in game 4 while looking like Quasimodo?
That's just who he is. That's who he is, and especially against the Spurs, we're so used to something on his face being – you know, out of whack. So, but there's no way that he was going to miss that game. And when I put him in the fourth quarter, you know, my intentions was to play him the first 5 or 6 minutes and see what happened. But there was no way that he was going to come out of that game either.
Coach, what do you think it means to Channing, being a hometown guy, you know, grew up in the state, and now he's playing for the hometown team, doing so well, and the team doing so well? What do you think it means?
Well, he's had a really, really good year for us, and I think this is really kind of the first year where he's had a prominent role on a team, and especially a team that was playoff bound and have done exceptionally well in the playoffs. I still think that you know, what he brings to our team, you really can't judge through stats. There's been nights where he's been, you know, 2 for 8 from three, but he's been a huge factor on our team because when he's out there, they have to guard him. And he's had a good year. The biggest surprise to me is I think he's been much better defensively than I anticipated, and he's done a good job of rebounding the basketball. So, you know, I think it's great playing in your hometown. He's been terrific for us. What can you say?
Alvin, overlooked in this whole situation is the way you've guided this team, and now, you know, it's going to come up at some point, so I'll bring it up. What's your contract status? Is there any point of getting you a bigger deal? Because if I was your agent, I'd be shopping to give you more money.
Don't ever talk about contracts. That's not my – I have an agent for that, so I don't even – that's not something that I even mention or talk about. So
I've got another hard-hitting question for you. Who has the worst-smelling locker?
On our team?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I'll have to ask the guys that one. I'm not real sure. We don't go in there very often, but we stay on top of them to keep them clean. So you'd have to ask Jay Gaspar that. I would hope that he would say no one, but I got a feeling there's got to be somebody that's leading the pack.
Coach, as you've gone through preparations for the series, are you feeling more confident today than you were a couple days ago?
No, I don't think it's a matter of feeling more confident or anything. I just feel like, you know, if we can get back and play at our same pace and, you know, where we left off, that we'll be competitive. That's what you get. That's the only thing that I think we're wanting to be. We want to play at the level that we were when we took this week off. So overconfident, more confident, I don't think that applies to the situation. No, I think they are who you – I told you guys, like, you are who you are at this stage in the season. You know, there's not any big changes or anything that's happened. They played us a couple of different ways when we played these guys 4 games. We played them a couple of different ways and done different things on screen and roll and things like that. You know, all of those things will be exposed in the first couple of games, and then that'll be it. Then it'll be all about playing. That's the way it was in the last 2 series that we played.
What makes them so good about defending the three-point line?
Well, because they're long, number one. You know, they're long. And, you know, when you have Lamar Odom where you can play as, you know, basically a multiple position player, then it makes it a little bit tougher. You know.
Teams take a bunch of threes against them. They just don't make as many.
Yeah, that's I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
So it's not like they're denying the
– But, you know, I mean, we have won games where we hadn't had to make, you know, a bunch of threes either. I mean, for us, it's all about spacing the floor. We happen to space it behind the three-point line because we got guys that can do that. But we also – that also opened up other avenues for us. So if they're guarding the three-point line, then hopefully that means that there's alleys and things that we can drive to the basket. That's the way I look at it.
You didn't shoot well on threes in the regular season stuff against
them? No, we didn't shoot well at all. As a matter of fact, Jay Rich really struggled against them. But, you know, I do think that we're a little bit – I mean, we're a lot different, I think – from an execution standpoint, and our spacing has also gotten a lot better. So because of that, I think we'll shoot the ball better.
How did the spacing get better? I mean, it wasn't like Robin was stretching the floor himself.
No, but I think what happened is that, you know, we watched a lot of tape and we kept harping on you got to be, you know, 2 more steps here. You know, you got to get behind the line here. You got to get deeper in the corner. And it was just really that. It was just us, you know, doing a better job of getting to the spots that we were supposed to. And as we did that, we started to play better and we started to shoot better and we started to be able to take the ball to the basket better because the lanes were so much available. You got to understand that in the NBA, you know, being 1 step farther out can be the difference in being able to create a lane for somebody to drive all the way to the basket, because the guys are just so athletic in this league. And when you add in the fact that they're so long, you know, it I could see why they could defend the three-point line.
How big has the ball been for you guys this season?
Oh, they've been great. You know, they've been terrific. But so have the, you know, I told someone yesterday, so have the bench for the Lakers. You know, they've got a great bench too. And I'm sure that everybody's on that team, on the bench, is tired of hearing about, you know, our bench and how great they are. So I'm sure it'll be a great challenge as far as the benches playing against each other.
You think he'll be able to run a little bit more? And then the last two series, they basically gave up offensively, bouncing the ball in transition. The Lakers crashed the offensive pass, working on more opportunities to get in.
Well, yeah, if we rebound the basketball, you know, we have to rebound the basketball to be able to run. You can't run on all made baskets, so that's going to be key for us. But as I said, I don't see the pace of the game as being any problem, because I think the Lakers are going to play, they play at a fast pace. They play up-tempo, and they're not going to try to slow the game down. Even pounding it into their big guys, they're still going to push it up and see if there's something available in early offense, and if not, then I'm sure they'll try to throw it inside.
They do a really good job passing out of the post. Is that something you're putting some emphasis on?
Oh, they do a great job because they got a great passes out of the post. You know, they don't. I mean, they emphasize it, but they got Powell, who's great at passing out of the post, and Bynum and Odom. All of those guys are really good out of the post, and you know, obviously Kobe is. They do a lot of posting Kobe up. And you know, if you double team him, he does a good job of finding open people. I mean, guys, we're playing.
Why you saying Rajah Bell again to play against him? That's a question before I got here
I don't know if that had any effect on him at all, did it? You know, he got up and brushed his shoulders, so I don't know if that.